WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News Democratic National Convention. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Chicago, the theme for day two is a bold vision for America's future. It comes after President Biden passed the generational baton to Kamala Harris last night. Former President Trump campaigning in Michigan today, weighing in on the convention so far.
I watched last night.
Donald Trump said he was amazed to see the first night's DNC programming.
Crime was great. The border was great. There wasn't a problem at all, no inflation, no nothing.
Standing in front of police officers in the small city of Howell, Michigan, Trump said a Harris administration would bring chaos, destruction, and death.
Levels of crime that you've never seen before.
Democrats point to statistics indicating violent crime has decreased during Joe Biden's presidency. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Harrison Walls hold a rally in Milwaukee tonight. Former President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are the keynote speakers. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Dramatic dash cam video from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office shows a shootout with suspect Jeffrey Miller on July 23rd. Deputies said they tried to pull Miller over and that he drove away and eventually crashed. Miller got out to run away and opened fire. One deputy was grazed by a bullet but has since recovered from his injuries. Miller got away but was found several days later holed up in a home in Amherst. He refused to exit the home after a standoff. Authorities say he claimed his own life. A 17-year-old was killed last week after a tractor he was using appeared to have tipped over and came down on top of him in Cassville. Deputies determined the 17-year-old was using a tractor Friday to pull out a tree that had fallen into a driveway. The teenager was using a chain connected to the tree and the back of the trailer. As the 17-year-old boy pulled the tree, the front end of the tractor came up and the tractor went backwards with the teen still on it. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 50 tonight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day. High mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday. Chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 72 degrees. 99.7.
Now I find maximum.
It's 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grantry is after 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a great day. It was a beautiful day outside. Oh, my goodness. I was out and about a little bit today, enjoying the nice weather. You know, it was unfortunate I had to leave for a few meetings today, but you know what? Great day to be out there. You know, we've had some really good weather this week. It looks like that trend's going to continue. So, you know what? Complaining here. Here is Styx. Too much time on my hands. I never say that on Max FM.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo, listen to
80s, 90s, and more. Daddy.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a 4-pack of Circus World Museum tickets. These are normally $92. You can get them for $64. This is 4 admission tickets to the 2024 season of Circus World Museum. This includes access to the museum and the Big Top Show. The last Big Top Show this year will be September 1st. You want to get these tickets now. We'll get them sent to you. And you can enjoy the circus before the end of the season. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Don Henley on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers and Cardinals open a 3-game series in St. Louis this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's a crucial series for the Cardinals, who have little chance of catching the Brewers in the division race, currently 11 games out, but they are chasing the final wild card spot and currently are 5 games back. A poor series against the Brewers and the Cardinals may bury themselves for a spot in the postseason. Freddie Montas gets the starting nod for the Brewers, who've won 5 in a row and trail the Phillies and Dodgers by just a game for the best record in the National League. The Packers are back in the practice field this afternoon, trying to get their game back after struggling last week against Denver. They'll host Baltimore in a joint practice on Thursday, then close out the preseason against the Ravens on Saturday. Big week for the players in the bottom end of the roster. Final cuts are just a week from today, so this week is the one last impression that the players have a chance to make before cut down. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our tax line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to request music and win contest. I'm going to give you a hint. Maddie and I are going to have a contest next week, so be ready for that. Here is Tone Moog.
Oh, cool and at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina. This brother told secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kizzy, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. This is the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I know all about those men.
back. Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday night. Someone challenged people to start a fight in five or less words, but you can't mention politics. Here are the best ones so far. The best one-word answer, moist. The best two-word answer, calm down. Sometimes say that to your spouse and watch what happens. Trust me, don't do it. Breakdancing isn't a sport. Anything about a band or musician, the Beatles are overrated, Taylor Swift is a fraud, and Nirvana wasn't that good. Come on, Nirvana is awesome. Anything about sports seem like the Yankees suck or the Cowboys suck, and quote, nobody cares about hockey. One of my favorites, PCs are better than Macs or Macs are better than PCs. Now this one I had to chuckle about. Mansplaining is a valid communication method. I'm not even going down that road. I wouldn't even know why you would need to do that. Brad Pitt was never hot, or Will Ferrell simply isn't funny. And here we go. Something about popular movies and shows. Star Wars is boring. Game of Thrones is stupid. Godfellas is mid. And Shawshank Redemption is overrated. No, you can't say that. All right. So again, we're talking about five or words less that you can start a fight with. This one. Dogs are better than cats, or cats are better than dogs. I know my answer on this one, but I'm not going to start a fight tonight. Wine is better with ice. I had a friend who used to drink beer with ice. I never really understood that one, except she wanted it cold, but then water it down, because then she's like, oh, I won't drink as much. No, she just drank a few more of them instead. Anything about a popular food or beverage is being bad. Chocolate is gross, steak is gross, mayonnaise is trash, and coffee is nasty. I only will agree with one of those. I'll let you figure out which one that is. Number three, ketchup on pizza. Pineapple on pizza was also mentioned a lot. Hot dogs are tacos. And here's the number one thing with five or words less to start a fight. You're acting like your mother. Yeah, don't ever do that. Not that I have ever done that in my household, because, you know, I would like to live to talk about it. Coming up, we will have a look at weather and music by Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Take a short drive to big savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 50 tonight. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day. High mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday. Chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 72 degrees. 99.7.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Down, what are you done? Down, it's the sound of my gun. Down, what are you done?
just begun. Everybody is on a run.
Come on. Our 50-minute news show continues with Corner Flash on Max FM.